In the studio here, I'm joined by Mr. John Bior Ajang, who is the executive director of Ataka Hub South Sudan. John, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Bernard Show.
Good morning, Savid. I'm happy and glad to be here.
Great. Let's talk about this hub of yours particularly. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this project.
Okay. Before I get into the project, I would love to say happy International Water Day. And I'm so happy we were invited on this day. We know how important water is. They say water is life. And what we want to say, we say Ataka is life too.
Oh, that's
and that's
good.
Why we are here today.
And, let's talk about Ataka.
Coming back to Ataka, Ataka is an acronym for Access Tech in and advocacy knowledge for all, which Ataka Hub is 100% youth-based organization, and we are looking at the agenda of youth being not the leaders of tomorrow, but the leaders of today. Let's go back to what is the mission of Ataka. Mm-hmm. Ataka, our mission is to build and empower our community on technology, activism, sustainable programs that can bring development and positive change in the community. Mm-hmm. And again, what is our vision? What do we want to see after all this? We want to see to build a just and innovative South Sudan with confident youth forming a sustainable and independent generation. Mm-hmm. So, and if we are going to do this, how do we do it?
Exactly.
And that's why we are coming back to education part of it. They say if you want to destroy a nation, just mess up with the education system, and that country will be useless, because everyone in the world will know, oh, South Sudan, oh no, the education system is messed, so we are not taking students from there. So, and there's this belief of people that this is the work of the government, this is this for the government, and all this, you know. If we are going to do like that, we are not going to devolve this country.
Mm-hmm. So
we
have
to. Okay, you want to ask?
Go ahead.
We have to make sure we do our part. Yeah, we know sometimes we do their work, but it's our responsibility to build our nation, because what we are looking here are the future leaders and future generation of South Sudan. And if we don't build them, because we think that someone will build them for us, and then we are messing it up. And that's why we come in with we have a lot of things I will tell you later, but let me come to this ASEC project, of which it is access to skill and knowledge science equipment kit. This kit was designed purposely to handle science subject, physics, chemistry, and biology, of which we have more than 40 chemicals, reagents. We have we have acid. We have most of the tools that are needed for practicals. And someone may ask, why is this? Because no organization is doing it in South Sudan. I think it's us who is beginning it, because we see it as a youth. We see what is coming next. We are sure, and we know that most of our students study abroad. And we have this kind of complaint that are coming out from our students. You see, when someone come back from China or India, you'll be like, man, you know, all this thing practical did not happen. You know, I was looking like a stupid person in class, because
everybody
these people got at high school, I don't have it at high school. So when we look at this as youth of South Sudan, and as Ataka, we stood up and went, we went to school and assessed. We didn't just go to the market and get this stuff. We went to school and assessed, what are these kind of thing that you guys need to make sure that science subject are practical in high school, and we don't get embarrassed when our students go abroad.
And how many schools have you gone to and you know, look at, did the assessment and try to provide this equipment?
We did assessment in three high schools in Jongole, but now we are going to work with two school first, and that's Vine High School and Daystars in board, because we are looking at, we don't want to like have a thousand of schools and then we end up losing all the chemicals and we don't have it again. We want to see how, we want to show the government how important it is. Let them see how it is different to have student with practical and student without practicals, and what happened. So that's why we stood up and we went to this school. We did that assessment and we brought all this stuff. And one thing we need to know as South Sudanese is education is not education when it does not have the value of education. You see that? So that's why this is going to help a lot, because if you understand, in South Sudan most of people say science subject are hard. And the reason why they say they're hard is not because they're really hard. there's nothing that is giving you that appetite to go for
that,
it.
That motivation.
You see, there's nothing that motivates you. Mm-hmm. You don't know things. It's just like I take you to university, Sir William, on media, on journalism, mm-hmm. and I keep you just with theory kind of stuff. I'm not bringing you to Mirai. I'm not mm-hmm. taking you to CTFM. I'm not mm-hmm. taking you to any radio. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, they say, okay, Sebit William is the best in our class, so we are taking him to China. And then you go there, you heard about transmitters, mm-hmm. you heard about the mic, you don't know
you
them.
Haven't seen
and then
them at all.
You go there, and then they say, Sebit, please, you go next to the mic and try to operate this. And then you'll be like, okay, what is this?
You don't
it's
even
a mixture.
Know how to
oh, is this
on.
What is called mm-hmm. a mixture? Mm-hmm. And you see, it really interrupts education. And that's why we came up with this ASEC project to make sure we handle high school. And I'm so happy and glad that we had a partner in Germany called the ROC Agency. Mm-hmm. We're getting this support from the Foreign Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, I think, for Germans. Mm-hmm. So, and this is a support that we're supposed to get home, not outside. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah, and that is what I wanted to ask, though. Mm-hmm. How do you afford this? Because I'm sure science equipments are not all that cheap that you can just, you know, bring them to the school.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling you now. We got this a group called the ASNET, the Access to Skill and Knowledge Network, mm-hmm. which is a partnership with the ROC Agency. It's a German-based organization, mm-hmm. and it's getting funding from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Mm-hmm. And that's how we all get this. You know, sometimes you will go to an organization and within South Sudan, and it's a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. You go there, and they will ask you, do you have an appointment with this guy? You know, we are supposed to do this with UNICEF and UNDP. And if you go there, I want to meet Sir William. Do you have do you have an appointment with Sir William?
Yeah. Coming.
Okay. Do you have an appointment with him? And if you don't have how do I get appointment with you if I don't get to you? And then you say, okay, Bior, you come on this day. Mm-hmm. So you see that? Yeah. So this work we are doing, people be like, it's a work of Ministry of Education, but they still don't know it. But I'm sure when this gets bigger and better, they will understand how important it is to put practical education into. When we started this practical, a student were like, okay, so this is this. Mm-hmm. So this is this. Someone is in senior four and is asking, oh, is this how a beaker look like? Mm-hmm. So this is how you see, it's really so embarrassing. It but is. we are not going to stop, Sebit. We must do it to make sure that our community gets a better education system. And when we go outside, they will say from South Sudan, yeah, oh man, you guys are great. And right. This thing is deep.
Great. Let's how does it work, though? So you guys move with this equipment to this school. It's based there in the schools. And then you also schedule like a subject, you know, once in a while you go and teach these kids how to work with these machines. Is that how it works?
Yeah,
is it now being incorporated in school, into the school syllabus or calendars?
That is going to be with the government when they later say, okay, let's push it to other school, and then we can make it a massive. But as per now, mm-hmm. we have all this equipment in our office. Mm-hmm. So what the teachers do is that they request from us that today we want to do this kind of thing, or we want to check out the stomata. So all we need your microscope and mm-hmm. all this. They will put down all their requests.
Okay.
So when they put their request, they will send it to us. We approve it, then the teacher comes to the office and collect all the things that he's going to use, mm-hmm. take them to school. When it's done, he return them back because other school will be using
oh,
it.
Oh, great.
That's how it works.
Great. Now, how is the response so far from the beneficiaries of this project?
Okay, like I told you earlier, it's really, really, others were saying, okay, if this is how practicals are, then they are not hard, you mm-hmm. see?
Yeah.
But if you look at the situation now in South Sudan, more people are going to art subject than mm-hmm. sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there, you'll see less ladies than boys. Because ladies, you know, ladies are this kind of active people when they come to doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we designed this practical, we're seeing ladies were moving faster. And you see, mm-hmm. they're enjoying it. They are having this kind of, like, you see, when you build a knowledge on physical thing, it's more better than when you build it on a theoretical stuff.
Yes.
So when we have this thing happening, we will see more ladies. Because if you, in the situation of South Sudan, we're more working like, let's get ladies to school. Let's get mm-hmm. ladies to mm-hmm. school. Let's give them this initiative that the incentive that they give to ladies that mm-hmm. when you are at school for these days, you get money. But we don't look at what about those who have not make it to school? Mm-hmm. How do we get them to school? So all this, when we start thinking about them, is when we can get a proper solution. And as a tech organization like Ataka, we have a lot of things to do. Just like the ASEC project for high school science practicals, mm-hmm. we also, after this is massively done in all the schools, we are going to e-education, mm-hmm. of which we shall discuss with the Ministry of Education within Jonglei State. And I know most of the people, like the let's say Kapoita, and where they are pastoralists, because if you look at this, what I'm looking at here is, it's not about telling people that take your son out of the cattle camp to the school. Mm-hmm. Let's bring school to the cattle camp. Okay. So we have tablets with mm-hmm. all the thing inside. We get teachers within the, because you know this pastoral is, when this place is dry, they have to move to another land. Mm-hmm. But if you build them a house there, they will leave it. Mm-hmm. It's just a house. They don't care about that. They care about the animal safety and how they are going to. So if this really work, the ASEC project work until we got all the schools within South Sudan or within Jonglei State all running under protocol, and really science subjects are becoming, because when in the current world we're looking more of producing scientists, because each country that has a built country like US, China and all this, they are all surviving on technology. Mm-hmm. And if we are not really looking at the future, it's the right time we look at the future now, because it's going to be too late. Yes, South Sudan is 10 years, let's say, but we can't take that as an excuse, mm-hmm. because this is not 1870s or 16 something. This world has changed completely. And if we can't change with the world, and then we're going to mess it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and another thing is, the reason why most of the things are really a bit difficult, say with William, it's very hard to assess a leader. Mm-hmm. Like, now if I can get an opportunity to speak with the president and say how youth are suffering on the ground, it's more of information than getting a youth leader or somewhere in Juba, mm-hmm. who's just staying within Juba. He doesn't know what is going in the grassroots. I'll mm-hmm. be like, okay, we youth, we are okay. We are doing this, we are doing this. But that's not the thing. You have to go deeply on the route. You have to, but if I go now and I say, I want to see, he will say, no, it's not possible. You have mm-hmm. an appointment. So we have to work like Shaka Zulu. You know, Shaka Zulu, when he was ruling all those territories, it was not just because he just sit down and listen to people around him. He would organize this kind of festival, if you understand the story of South Africa.
And go
will, yeah, and then artists from each community will come and sing about what is wrong with this community. You see that he's not taking people within his chiefdom or within him here. You know, in every let's say in every government there's a particular representative. He doesn't take those people. He go direct to the community mm-hmm. and allow those artists to sing. So this one will sing about the hunger. I will say, okay, hey guys, you go and read from this and take to this community. Mm-hmm. It's more of, you get more knowledge when you talk to the people on the ground than when you talk to this representative, because sometimes they don't get the whole information mm-hmm. from the people down there.
And
because
besides they're staying with you here, so
exactly,
they
exactly.
want to know what is there. All right, let's talk about this, because I remember some of us were introduced to practicals in what, Senior 3, EBC Uganda system of education, Senior 3. That's when you first even get to see what a cylinder is all about.
Exactly.
In this particular, you know, what you do, what level do you introduce these practicals to the students?
Okay, the good thing is we have really great teachers in South Sudan. And that's, we thank God for that, because it would be difficult for us as an organization to organize these practicals. Mm-hmm. But since we get teachers who are already in the field and they know what they are doing exactly, mm-hmm. it makes it more simple, because the teacher will organize it with is like a school capacity. Mm-hmm. All they need are the equipment from us.
Yeah. From you people. Yeah.
Whatever equipment they give us, they ask us and we have it, we just release it.
Okay.
Because all we are seeing is education must change. Mm-hmm. Education must have its value.
Mm-hmm. And do you charge for these equipments?
Completely. We don't charge that.
You don't?
We don't completely charge that, because we understand all the schools in South Sudan have this, like they're struggling. Mm-hmm. And if we charge them again, other school will take it as option. Mm-hmm. Because we can't take this, we don't have money.
Yeah.
But we
mm-hmm.
want to make it a must. So mm-hmm. it's free of charge. It's, if any school say we charge them, then they take that money for their own thing. But all the schools bear mm-hmm. the witness that we don't charge. And the reason why we don't charge, we are looking at if education must change. So with William, now, when we started earlier with the school, mm-hmm. it was really hard. You have to read. Mm-hmm. You have to do revision. You have to do research.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you don't do it. They say examination has been postponed. You go home and relax, because you know you get a paper anytime. And they, you see, it's like it's messing our system here, Senator William. If we want to make our education more valuable, and that's why when we send a student to China, you know, someone has got like a highest, like the highest mark in the
best student,
the best
in the
student
country,
in the country. And when they reach there, they mess the whole thing. And then, you know, people will be like, okay, no, no, something is wrong in this country. And I think, and what we should do is make people value us. You know, for someone like now, if I leave, people will say, ah, you know, it's gone, so what? But if I was, you know, if I had a value, they'll say, ah, no one will do this, the work David William is doing again. So people will have to create a value for themselves. If you don't create a value for your education, if you don't create a value for whatever thing you do, no one is gonna create that value for you, and you'll be useless. When you come, you are just there. No one will say, hey guys, David William is in the building, or Bjor is in the building. No one is saying that. And that's why you see in music, let's just go to music, they'll say, hey, Silver X is in the building, MT7 is here, and all this. They will say, they will mention your name. Why? You have created a value for yourself. But no, if you're a new artist and you have not created your value for yourself, no one will. You will just come and sit like us there. So we have to create a value for our education, for this country to be a great thing. And that's why we are going to make sure we're very unique. We are handling our thing in a tech way. And you look at this country, as a Bid William, we need a lot of things to do. And sometimes you fear to talk, because when you talk a lot and then you get yourself into problem, and you know you have a family, people would want to serve you around, and then you have to keep quiet. And that makes it so difficult. But if we are given a chance to just speak about our country and see things that can change really this country as a great leadership. But let's just have that value of getting this information from the grassroots. Let people talk to their leaders. Leave them, let them be free. And let, like now, we have been 10 years and there's no water system. Like, people were complaining, I was listening. But the thing is, not because we can do that, it's because that the people who are close to the people that are supposed to do this thing, that it's normal to have water tanks. The people are happy. Why they have water going to there? Why do we have to dig the ground? That's where the problem. But if you could go to the people, they don't want that. They don't really want that. Imagine when the bridge got spoiled by side. People were using it. Was difficult for people in Shirkat to get water. And you see how difficult it is. And I want us to work more on that. And again, this is not our only area. We also are into peace building. And peace building in South Sudan is the most simplest thing. But the way we are handling it is making it so difficult. Let's just take a look at Jonglei conflict and all this stuff. There are people dying of cattle raiding and all this. And why? It's because we just don't want to do it. We fought for 21 years and got a country called South Sudan. You see? That's because we wanted it. And that's why when you look at people of South Sudan are so resilient. They if they want to do something, they will do it. If they don't want to do it, it's when they don't do it.
Yes, and you, of course, Ataka, you said you also work for, you know, peace building. And you are based in Jonglei there. Why do you think it's difficult? Let's talk about that briefly. Why do you think Jonglei's issue is a difficult thing to handle?
Okay, it's difficult thing to handle because the way it is being handled is making it too difficult. You know, it's good. You know, the peace partners should get a forum. People discuss. You know, one thing about our people in South Sudan is when you as a person have an idea, you say, like the way I've discussed here, everything, I will say, no, I won't discuss this. If I discuss this, another organization will take it and capitalize on it. That's making it hard. But if we organize this forum and get people who are ready to help the nation, it's not people who want to make money. It's not people who are doing this because they just want to do it, but people who want to create solution. Let's take a look at the Jonglei conflict. It's all about cattle raiding, mostly child abduction.
And revenge killing.
How does this happen? We have a lot of solution in technology point of view.
Okay.
Let's just say we have animal having tracking device on them. When they are stolen, government goes and find where they are and return them. That's another thing. So we just say, where are they? They are heading to this side. The government goes to helicopters, surround these people and say, this animal, or allow them to go home. When they reach home, government goes there and say, this amount of animal don't belong to you. This is the record of all the animal you have taken. Return them to Bibor or return them to Jongle.
We have hundreds of thousands of cows there. You can put trackers on all of them.
This is what I want you to ask. We can put trackers on all of them, but in our community, like I come from where they keep cattle, there's this kind of big cattle that they are known for leading all the animals, you understand?
So in every cattle
in every cattle camp we can have like 100 of them, so given to all these, because they will not take only this big one alone, they will move them all together. Each cattle camp knows the amount of animals that are kept there. So if 1,000 are taken, you know within that 1,000, let's say 3 or 4 with the tracking device have been taken. So government will follow them and make sure they know where they are going, because they will see these animals are moving this side before, and they wait for them on the other side. When they reach, you see the government soldiers are there waiting for you, surrender them and then say, this animal don't belong to you, return. If this thing happened, Asabit William, how do you steal? How do I steal your phone when I know MTN will track it and then I return it to
but
you?
It makes it so simple.
And another thing, let me say something. And another thing, this early warning mechanism. And these people, let's say these criminals, they live in the bush, and we can't find them. They can be around them because we have a thick bush around there. You can't find them. But what if we have, let's say, in all the in Bibor and in Jongle Estate, where there's the most conflict, and other places like Awil and let's say Bentiu, those side where and within Yerul, I think it's getting better now. But let's just imagine we have 30 or 50 Tomodrone, they record hit signature. So you do patrol every evening, you have patrol. If there are people in that bush, you government goes there and say, who are you, what are you doing? If they belong to this community, you are in a red. And this thing will be done every time for early warning mechanism. You see these people, like all these criminals will not be hiding around here, because they know they will be detected and reported. But now we are not using technology. We wait like Sir William, we wait for the attackers to attack. And then when they attack, they run with the cattle. That's when you know that they, but what if we could detect them before they do the attack? You see, we'll save life. But because we are handling in a way, we want to do the peace talk, we want to do this, we want to do this, it's like delaying, it's just like delayed justice. But we have the Anmis is there. It can do this thing.
Can help in
but
doing this.
The
right.
thing is,
here's the thing, though, Mr. Bior. Let me take you briefly about this. First of all, at the moment, really, do you really think at the moment that these cattle keepers, when they come and raid cattle, for example, here, and where they go, it's not known? These things, obviously, the government knows where these people go with their cattle.
Okay.
Even if we put tracking device, it won't make any differences as long as the government can know where these people are taking the cattle.
Okay. Even if the reason why I would say that tracking device will make it so simple, because government will go and search when... If in case, let's just say government knows that these people are going, this is, they go and search for them. But if you have the devices on them, they know where exactly. You just fly people there and say, return this cattle back. So it makes it more simple.
My question here is it really the government not having the capacity to try to track these things, or there is no political will in the first place to try to resolve this issue once and for all?
There are two in it. All these things are running. There's no political will, and also the government is not really that much interested in it, because if you, just like I told you, Sabit William, we fought for 21 years. If we never wanted South Sudan, at hardly 5 years we saw, why don't we just stay with Sudan? But we don't have that will. If we have it, we could actually create a solution for it. Just like I said, a technological solution is there. A non-technological solution is also there. We could actually say, another thing is, we could create a military force. A buffer zone within the two states that have issues with it. You know, there are a lot of things that we can do to create solution for the peace building, but we are not just interested. But if we are not interested, Sabit William, this country is not going to be for somebody else.
Great.
It's going to be ours. Whether we do it or we don't do it, we still all suffer directly or indirectly. So it's good for us as Sudanese to think about how our country is going to be a better country. And if we want it to be a better country, that's the only way. We have to have this will that let's do it like the way we did the 21-year the struggle. So we have all these people there. And one thing that comes to someone who's like me, mine is, where is that love? What is the patriotism? Where is the nationalism that we had when we were in the bush? Where is it going to?
All right. Let's talk about, you know, coming from a young person like you, the youth organization like yours, that you said it's completely run by youth and the young people. Where can the young people be a changing point? Can they be the change, you know, like the game changers in all this and trying to resolve all these differences to really get to where we want to be as South Sudanese? What role can the young people do right now?
Thank you, Sebit William, for asking me that. What can we do as young people right now? Is one thing we need to know is, as young people, what is affecting us the most is that we don't have the ability to take care of ourselves. So if I come today and I say, Sebit William, organize for me 35 youth, I'm giving each of them $1,000. I want them to do this for me. They will do it immediately.
If something that is...
Yeah, whether it's good or bad, I don't care, I get that money. But let's just take a look at... All these 35 are entrepreneurs. They get like, let's say, 2,000, 3,000 a month every day in their businesses. Do you think I can do that?
No.
Even if you come with a million, I look into my business, what happened? Like to my business if I'm not there. And I look also into my business that this money that this guy is buying me cheaply with, I can get it only in 1 month or 2 months. So what we have to do is to empower youth, give them that opportunity, create job opportunities for the youth. It's not happening, but we will make it. No matter what is happening to Ataga now, is just like the mathematical question. They say it takes five men to do this. What about this man? So if you are few, the work take you a lot of time, but if you are many, the work takes you a very short time. So if we as organization of South Sudan and international cooperate together to make sure that we only focus more on building the youth, because I think 75% of South Sudan population is
young
youth. If we get these young people something to do and get them busy, they will not have time to do things that they are being forced to do. But if they don't have this job opportunity, if they don't have anything to make them strong by themselves, it makes them so weak and vulnerable to other things that are coming. So what I will look at, let's all empower the youth of South Sudan. Let them be doing something. And that's why I was talking about the aid education. If we get this, let's say, Taposa and Dinka and Lotuko, most of the pastoralists that moves from place to place, buy them tablets, educate them. They move around with their schools. They know ABCD. They know the value of life. They, you know, introduce them to school. And then after, there are a lot of things that are happening now in South Sudan that did not happen. And why? It's because the world is changing us slowly. People were very rigid. Let's say, when education was introduced, they would say it's only for boys. Or they would say the most hard... Like the most indisciplined kid in the village is sent to school. That sin is not having that sense of staying with people. Let him go and live in the school there. Let the white people go and teach him how to, whether he does good thing or bad thing. But now it's not that, whether you're good or bad.
People
are sending you to school.
You
see in the village now, they say, okay, since this guy will be in the village, let this one go. When he's done, he will come back and this one also go. But they don't use it like the way they used to say, the people who go to school are only those who are the misbehaving and all this. People are understanding the value of education. And why? Because there's a lot of sensitization. People are being told, and there are people who come back after the university and do something in their community, and they say, they know the value of education. You come back and buy your uncle a lot of cattle. I went to school and this, then you say, okay, let others also go to school. So we also have to build that. And let's just not say, because now the excuse most people give is, we cannot educate people living in the village because how can you put a structure down? People will leave it later and move somewhere. Let's go to E. Let's use technology. Let's make South Sudan only a first world country too.
Thank you.
We are not late.
Yes, thank you. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My guest today, this morning here, is Mr. Bior. Mr. Bior is the executive executive director of Ataka Hub South Sudan. And as you heard, we've been discussing about first of introduction of science education or practicals in most of the in some of the schools in Jongle Estate. He also deals with peace building, and we spoke about that briefly on how, you know, some of the issues that are affecting South Sudanese can be resolved. And yes, if you have a strong view and you really like to share your thoughts with us, please don't hesitate. Our text message line is on, and you can as well call us, and we will take your phone calls 091-206-2950. You can call us on 091-206-2079. Let's take our first call of this hour. Miraya, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. David Magog from Lake.
David Magog from Lake State. It's good to have you, David. Please go ahead with your comment or your question.
I appreciate, Bill, for what they have learned. And these are the people whom we want in this country. If you is trying his best there and the other one is helping, until we continue like that, we will cover the country. Mm-hmm. But my question is, why Bure is introducing this thing in Jonglei State, then what about the rest, the 9 state and the 3 administrative areas? When is program going to reach there? Because we need this science section to let all people in the country be introduced into. Somebody will finish in senior 4 without seeing practical one day, or without even seeing laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So is he having a plan so that he will just go to Ministry of General Education and reaching all the 10 states or not? This is number one. Number two, I'm very happy for what he has said. You know those very kids. You know, in education that our people are introducing is very important. Those kids that they were sent away from their homes are the problem now in this country. They were not having political will from the day one. But when you are doing this building, are you teaching the citizen, or you are training those who don't have even political will?
Yeah? Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time. Yes, Mr. Bior, how will you respond to that?
Okay.
First of all, I know, of course, you don't have the capacity to make all at once. But yeah, what will you respond
okay,
to?
Okay, just like I said earlier, what is happening is just like the mathematical question. It takes this man to be the 1 hour. We really, as Ataka Hub South Sudan, want to do it everywhere in South Sudan, but we still don't have that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get that, let me tell my brother in Lake State, this thing will reach everywhere. Because all we are looking at now is building an education system that has a value. You know,
mm-hmm.
just like I say, education is not education when it does not have any value of education. So my brother, we are working out to make sure we reach other state later, but they say charity begin at home. And also we want people to know that this is important. Like you now, you know, it's very important to have practical.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just kept quiet as a youth organization, who knows that this is not good, and we just stay at home and do other thing, it will not. But now that we have stood up, others will, other organization can even reach us and say, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like I told you, Sabit William, we are very open organization. We can share anything, even the project that we cannot do and you can do it, come
mm-hmm.
sit with us, we discuss
and
we
it.
Give it to you. All we want to see is South Sudan. We are not focusing on like this guy will get my project and get money. That's not what we are. We want to look at how this education system of South Sudan can be of a great use to the people of South Sudan.
All right.
So that's what I can say, my brother in Lake State.
All right, let's take another call. I remember you too can share your thought with us and be live on the Miraya Breakfast. So 0921902950 or 0921902079. And also you can call us on our Zain numbers. But first, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hello, welcome.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm from Hatim in Jongle State.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, this program is very good, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, you know, the system of human being, like the age of, something to do with 18 years, I'm 15 years, up to almost 50 years, this age are very sharp. And one can think and have a very good good reason in his thinking capacity. So I urge all the youth in South Sudan to be like this young man called Bior, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bior.
Then in South Sudan, if you see youth now, youth are are depressed when they want to raise a certain forecast. They are not allowed to make sure that they show what they have. So I urge and I request the government so that they can government can help this young man so that the project will be devolved and is going to be in all South Sudan.
All right.
But if there is no support from the government, then this project will not work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning here. And yes, Mr. Bior, wanted to ask you this. Have you spoken to the Ministry of Education on this project, and what is their impression?
Sibit, I think I told you earlier, I have to get an appointment with her. But how do I get an appointment when I don't meet the person? It's very difficult. Just like I told you, our leaders have just been closed from us as citizens.
They have been sealed,
from the citizen. Yeah. But if... like now we're creating a solution that we are supposed to have a partnership with the Ministry of Education, or Ministry of Education is supposed to give us that and say, okay, since you guys have started it, do it in all over 10 states and we do it for them. But we can't get to them. Why? We don't have that connection. We're not given the opportunity.
You know what? You can just walk to the ministry and try to get anybody there and try to sell the idea.
Yeah, okay. Just like I told you, we always go to the ministry, but it's difficult to meet the person of authority. Yeah, to meet the person of authority, I have to have an appointment. So what I will do is to look for someone who knows him, so that I can talk to him maybe at home in a phone call, and then he gives me. But if I don't know a person that knows the person that knows him, it's really difficult.
Right.
But I am so happy now that I am here and they're listening. They might be listening. Okay, maybe they can reach us on our Twitter. Attacker App is there. On Facebook, Attacker App is there, or anywhere, like all these social media, we are there. And and you see, Sabit, if we want to create a solution, we need to all work together. You know, this thing will not just wake up one day and happen. We have to do it. So what is happening now is like saying, I Sabit William, will not teach my daughter how to cook. The husband will be the one to teach her. You see, this is what is happening in the science subject. But if someone is, like, if you have a relative, they will say, no, Sabit, give me that, your daughter. And that's what we are doing. We are taking your daughter away from you, training her to make sure that if she goes out and get married, she will have that value of a daughter. And people will talk about Sabit William having a good daughter, Sabit William like this. So this is the thing we are doing now, and we hope that if people of South Sudan likes it, they will maybe work on it. And also, the most important thing is also I also have this calling that it's great that if South Sudanese all organizers will have a civic space and all this, that they can discuss their stuff. You know, it's very important that we have all this thing done such that all people can discuss their views and all this. And also, another thing they would do, it's, if it's very important, maybe we'll have a hotline for each ministry. If you have something important, you can just drop a call, and then there you will be given an appointment. But if we have to go analog, as a bit, it's going to be a little bit difficult, but we can't stop. That's one thing I will tell you.
Right.
We'll make sure that we do what we can do at our own capacity.
That's good to hear, Mr. Bior Ajang. That's the time we have right now on the Mirai Breakfast. I would like to say thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just before you go, what would be your final remarks and message?
What I would like to tell our people of my last remark is, let's also look into other things that are not like war and all this. Like, if Radio Mirai didn't spot us on Twitter, we would just be down there with our own thing. Let's also look at development that are happening in the country. Let's not only see the conflict part of it, let's look also at the development. And I would like to tell the people of South Sudan that, and the leadership, that we can do anything that we want to do, because we already did the most hardest thing, and we have the country now. Why not the thing within the country? If we got something outside the country, why not the thing with that? Let's create a technical, technological, and all this. Let's go to the world. But one thing I see is, if we can't go to the world will come to us. That's the thing. Because we, as Attacker App South Sudan, will make sure that we create a solution that will bring all this kind of solution to the people of South Sudan.
All right.
I really thank Radio Miraya and all the peace partners. Let's make South Sudan a great country.
John Bior Ajangarang, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios.
Thank you, Sabir.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.